It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. It's cutting into your exercise time. It's stabbing you in the back nine. And it's attacking your peace of mind. It's pain, and it's getting in between you and the life you want to live. CBD Medic targets your pain at its source. It's fast-acting relief with active OTC ingredients, plus the added benefits of THC-free hemp oil. Get back to your life with CBD Medic, available online and at CVS. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I know you are an extraordinary person, exceptionally bright, determined. I know something happened to you. I know you're a psychopath.
Hello, hello, and I know you're a psychopath for listening to the show. So, welcome. Welcome to Killing Eve, British spy thriller television series produced in the United Kingdom by Sid Gentle Films for BBC America. Sandra Oh plays Eve, a British intelligence investigator who goes from MI5 to MI6, which I thought was cool. If you've never heard of the band MI6, make sure to look them up. I was a huge fan. I saw them twice, I think. Pretty sure they broke up. And yes, I do have another Diet Mountain Dew today. Several awards. Won the British Academy Television Award for Best Actress and Best Supporting Actress. There were also a lot of nominations at the Golden Globes and Primetime Emmys. Sandra Oh won the Golden Globe Award, the Screen Actors Guild Award, and Critics' Choice Award. Crazy. And she was, I mean, it was a interesting character. You know, kind of went against the grade when it comes to what we're an MI5, MI6 security officer. And, you know, I think honestly, you know, I know she won, right? But I feel like, I don't know. I feel like the character of Villanelle, which is Jodie Comer, I think she should have won something besides what she did. I thought she did an amazing job as a nut job. I'm sorry, that's not politically correct. I don't even think psychopath is. But anyway, she's an assassin known as Villanelle or Oksana, whichever goes by Villanelle. It's based off the book series Villanelle. And very obsessive personality. She becomes obsessed with Eve. And Eve is kind of into assassins anyway, right? I mean, it was a really easy to binge show. It's available on Hulu if you don't have BBC America. And, you know, I mean, every episode had some intrigue, and I thought it was amazing. As far as Rotten Tomatoes, 94%. I went all over the place there with the voice. Went from British to hillbilly-ish, which are actually related, just so you know. The southern accent is actually related absolutely to the Cockney accent. And The Southern accent is the closest to British out of all the American accents. If you don't believe me, look it up. It's actually pretty common knowledge, just so you know. I'm full of common knowledge that is completely unnecessary in social situations, which is why you have to start a podcast, and then you don't want to come off like a know-it-all, but you have all this useless, meaningless information in your head, so why not tell people about it? So, on Rotten Tomatoes, you have a 94% average tomato, whatever a tomato meter is, 94%, 90% with the audience. As far as reviews, let's see. Critical response, I already gave you the information for percentages. Consensus, quote, seductive and surprising. Killing Eve's twists on the spy versus spy concept rewards viewers with an audaciously entertaining show that finally makes good use of Sandra Oh's talents. Rolling Stone described it as, quote, hilarious, bloody, unclassifiable. Okay. Quote, a stylish story of obsession and psychopathy that's disarmingly warm and lived in. See, why do they do this, you know? Why do they do this? These reviews are rotten. Let's see. IndieWire, quote, how it subverts expectation. Constantly surprise and delight. Okay. The New York Times, quote, scenes and characterizations play out differently than we're used to. Okay. Okay. So the show is different, right? And that's kind of why I liked it. I like, we'll say enforcement shows, right? So be it a police officer or MI6 or whatever you are. You're here catching bad guys, right? You could compare it to Berlin Station, La Femme Nikita, Homeland, you know, stuff like that. And it's still different. There is some, I guess you'd say, unexpected comedy. Let's see, what did The New Yorker also notes? That women characters are substituted for men in every meaningful part, that the men are formulaic, but the women are deeply strange. And see, I don't think there's... Maybe I'm used to being around strange people. You know? Maybe I'm strange. But I definitely thought that the characters had some human qualities that we don't usually see in television, you know? It's nice to have all these copy and pasted archetypes in TV, I guess. And this show didn't really have that. Even with Villanelle, she did some unexpected things. And Eve, very unexpected, but yet very bold, which is expected. And I haven't started watching season two. I feel bad I haven't. I will. Things are just busy. I told you that. I told you that last week, right? What else can we talk about with this show? You know, it's funny. Personal story, I guess, kind of. But relatable to this. When I was looking at shows to watch with my wife, strolling through Hulu, right? After the kids are asleep, that's the only time we watch television. And, you know, Killing Eve popped up, and I was like, oh, we should watch this. And this was obviously a while ago. And my wife said, oh, you like everything with her in it. And I said, what? Her. And I said, Sandra Oh? She said, yeah, you like everything that she's in. And I just want to take the time to let you know things she's been in. And then I will tell you very quickly that I don't like any of these things. Okay? So, Judging Amy, never even saw it. American Crime, never saw it. Last Night, don't even know what it is. The Princess Diaries, my wife likes that movie. I don't. Honor the Tuscan Sun, never saw it. Sorry Haters, never saw it. Rabbit Hole, never saw it. Catfight, never saw it. The Night Listener, never saw it. Will Be Wonderful, never saw it. Hard Candy, never saw it. So, she says to me, oh, you like everything that she's in. So I watched the show by myself. Still confused what she's talking about. What do I like that she's in? Grey's Anatomy? I've never watched that show my entire life. But anyway. So I'm watching the show. I'm like, what is she from that... apparently I love her in. So anyway, I watched the complete season. And I tell my wife, hey, I watched Killing Eve. It was amazing. It was a great, great show. I wish you would have watched it with me. And she's like, what's that? What's Killing Eve? And I said, that show with, you know, that person that I like everything she's in. She's like, oh, yeah. The lady from Sideways. And I said, oh, Sideways. She is in Sideways. For like 15 minutes. She's like, yeah, that's what I was talking about. So because I like the movie Sideways, and because I like the movie, not necessarily her in the movie. Because I like that one movie out of all these movies. Apparently, I'm a huge fan of Sandra Oh. And I tried to explain that to her. But apparently, if you like one movie with one person, you like everything that someone has ever done. No idea where she comes up with this stuff, but... I love her, so what are you going to do? What are you going to do? Anyway, so Killing Eve, you know, it's an excellent show. Make sure you, you know, take some time to find it. If you don't have Hulu, you know, do the cheapest runaround. I keep clicking a pen, sorry, I'm just kind of nervous tick. But, yeah, so it's already, you know, season 2 from 2019 is out there for you to enjoy as well. And season 3 is slated for 2020. So, I mean, the show is kind of like their new... A show they can keep the actors working, you know? I feel like the past two shows we talked about with Sherlock and Luther... Lord knows if those shows are going to ever come back because the people are very busy. Sandra Oh, I'm assuming, is not busy, right? Grey's Anatomy's been over for quite a while, I think. I wouldn't know because I didn't watch it. I don't like everything she's in. Yeah, it's 2014. 2014 is when it ended. So anyway. Can't believe she said that. I had no idea why she would say that. I mean, she's not even that funny. But anyway. From what I've seen, which is this show and Sideways. She's a fine actress. I mean, whatever. Okay. So next week, I have a plan of what I'm talking about. I just don't remember what it is. Okay, so we did Sherlock, we did Luther, we did Killing Eve. Oh. I feel like the next episode is going to be pretty low ratings. Just because nobody watched it. And nobody liked it. But we get to go over all the rotten reviews that were out there. And all the anger involved. I had some anger. But I also had a lot of enjoyment. And we're going to be talking about Class. Now in your head you're like, Class? And if you don't know what it is, it's a TV show from 2016. So I'm right on top of it with the trending. We'll try to get Class 2016 trending, because nobody's going to listen to the next episode, which is fine, you know. I feel like you guys are pretty. What are my stats? Yeah, so I mean, past 30 days we've had, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8,000 downloads. Only 9,000. And only 1,100 on-demand plays, which is fine. I just know that that's going to dramatically drop. That's fine. That's fine. It's not a big show. You know, it's really not. It's not. But you might find it interesting, because, I mean, it was pretty good. It was a pretty good show. All right, so anyway, next week, yeah, I should be able to squeeze you guys in. Next week, we'll talk about the Class. Until then, thank you, as always, for listening. I've been getting bored, so I've been reading reviews on iTunes, which is dangerous, because I actually canceled a show before because I read a bad review. But so far, pretty positive reviews, and I appreciate that. Thank you. Until next time, just take it easy.
Hi, it's Jamie, Progressive number one, number two employee. Leave a message at the...
Hey, Jamie. It's me, Jamie. This is your daily pep talk. I know it's been rough going ever since people found out about your a cappella group, Mad Harmony, but you will bounce back. I mean, you're the guy always helping people find coverage options with the Name Your Price tool. It should be you giving me the pep talk. Now get out there, hit that high note, and take Mad Harmony all the way to nationals this year! Sorry, it's pitchy.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Starlight Lounge presents An Evening with the Progressive Box.
Old moon, yeah. That's Hugo tickling the ivories. He just saved by bundling home and auto with Progressive. Gonna finally buy a ring for that gal of yours, Hugo? Send her my condolences. Hi-oh! This next one's for you, too. There's a burglar in my heart. Thank you.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.